You're listening to the Equine Forum on HRRN, presented by Twin Spires.
As they hit the top of the stretch, Bango comes off the turn short lead. Gulfstream Wave fights on. Awesome Aaron between them. Strobe is giving way. Necker Island trying to close in late. There's one furlong to go. Bango bracing for Gulfstream Way. Bango trying to grind it out. Grabs a half-length lead. Gulfstream Way fighting Bango all the way to the wire. Bango and Gulfstream Way. Bango! Got it! Right on the line. Record-tying win number 11.
Kentucky-bred Bango with his record-equaling 11th win at Churchill Downs last September. Travis Stone had the call of that victory in the Louisville Thoroughbred Society Stakes. The 7-year-old Greg Foley trainee is expected to take another shot at the record on Thurby 2 days before the run for the Roses. And with that, it is time now for this week's Kentucky Bred Conversation presented by the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development and Breeders Incentive Funds. And a reminder that awards up to $3,000 a race are available from the Kentucky Breeders Incentive Fund for winning an allowance or maiden special weight race anywhere in the USA or at Woodbine Racetrack. And awards up to $4,000 a race are available for winning a non-graded stakes anywhere in the USA or at Woodbine. And that, my friends, is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to tell you about more incentives right after this week's Kentucky Bred Conversation with Louisville native Alex Foley, the son of trainer Greg Foley and now executive director of the Kentucky HBPA. Alex joined me for a full hour-long conversation on our Trainer Talk show this past Wednesday, and I asked him his thoughts on the state of Kentucky racing.
The state of Kentucky racing right now is just, I mean, the purses are just sky high and the facilities are growing tremendously. I mean, construction at Churchill Downs and Keeneland's just seems ongoing. Our facilities are beautiful, our horses are well bred, our purses are phenomenal. It's just no better place to run. And then with Turfway staying open in the winter and training year round, it's just Kentucky's a year long destination for our horsemen, and that's kind of what we always wanted, and that's what we have now.
What are some of the biggest factors that have led to Kentucky becoming this premier racing destination?
Well, just our purse structure, the way we have it now in terms of our revenues coming in from wagering and then the HHR machines. That's why the purses that are allowed to just skyrocket the way they are. That's probably number one. And then our breeding, Kentucky breds are just world renowned to be one of the best bred horses in the world, and those two combined just allows us to be at the top of the game right now.
How much does the facilities, the racetracks play into this equation? We talk about the purses, and I know you started the first half of the show talking about negotiating with the different racetracks on behalf of the horsemen and all of those types of things, but the actual facility itself and the racing surfaces, they have to be safe and they have to be top-notch. How much does that play into the success that Kentucky is experiencing right now?
Oh, just the science and technology that goes into each of our track services, whether it's the five main tracks or our training centers. It's just world class in terms of all the science and technology behind it. Our tracks are as safe as it can be, all five of them. I mean, Ellis Park, phenomenal in the summertime. Turfway, synthetic. It's just the place to be in the winter. Churchill Downs is just world class, top of the line all the time. We're keeping our fingers crossed on the turf course. We don't know until we run on it. We'll see there. And Keeneland is just, like I said, world-class as well. Their turf course is beautiful. And Kentucky Downs is actually one of my favorite places to go. Their turf course is one of the most beautiful and well-kept in the world. Just to be as simple as it is, everybody thinks it's just some field. It's one of the safest places you can run. So it's just, I think that allows horsemen to feel confident coming here. And then combine that with the money they're running for, couldn't be a better combo.
As a native of Louisville, when you talk to people in your new role as executive director of the Kentucky HBPA, when you talk to people about racing and breeding and selling in Kentucky, whatever the case might be. What are you most proud of when you talk to them about that, Alex?
I would just say coming from the racing family and growing up in the game and just seeing how much the game itself has grown. I mean, just a few years ago, it feels like the places were smaller, the fields were smaller, the money we ran for was smaller. Just how much the game has grown and it's continuing to grow, the interest that we have from the public. Just, I'm proud of this industry, and I'm proud to say that I'm in it. I'm proud of my family and all my colleagues on the backside.
My thanks to Alex for taking time this past week. Make sure you go back and listen to that entire hour-long conversation on our Trainer Talk show. You won't want to miss it. It was fantastic. Some wonderful stuff from Alex and some great comments there about the state of Kentucky racing and the industry in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Join me next Saturday here on the Equine Forum for another edition of Kentucky Bred, presented by the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development and Breeders Incentive Funds, providing awards up to $5,000 and $7,500 for winning a Grade 1, Grade 2, or Grade 3 race anywhere in the USA and in multiple countries, and awards of $200,000 allocated to the top 20 claiming horses in Kentucky with the most claiming wins in the Bluegrass State. Breed them, raise them, race them. We all win with Kentucky Breds.